And welcome to Strictly on the Sofa.
The show where we overanalyse every sequin, every heel turn and every dance disaster, all from the comfort of our own living room.
I'm Laura.
And I'm Flo.
What do we think of this week? Are we happy? Are we disgruntled?
I've got such mixed feelings. Everyone danced well this week. Okay, the majority of people danced well this week. I enjoyed the dances. It was a good show. There was a good range of dances, which I enjoyed nearly all of them. And I mean, some of the scores are just great, like an Argentine tango getting like 39 out of 40. It was just amazing to watch. So, but I feel like we've moaned so much about the scoring. I sound like a broken record, but it's really kind of like a dark shadow over this.
It is casting a shadow on the series, I think. Because I don't want to be mean to anyone on Strictly. I don't want to think that anyone shouldn't be there. But it's the judging, like, we're having to fill a vacuum that the judges are leaving by not critiquing him properly.
I kind of feel a bit conflicted because, like, yes, he has given it his best. Yes, he's thrown himself into it. The Rumble, it wasn't terrible. I mean, it wasn't good, but it wasn't terrible. But it wasn't a 9, and it wasn't even an 8. Like, right? You know, when a dance is a 9 or an 8, even at this stage in the series, it's the ones that are, like, really incredible, and there was just, like, one or two things, like, slightly not there.
Yeah.
But that was not a 9 for a... There's just no way.
Compare that to Kelvin Fletcher's Rumba, for example, and tell me it's even in the same league.
You know?
Yeah. It's just maddening, actually. It should have been bottom of the leaderboard. Right, I actually had... low expectations for this. I was really worried. I thought it was gonna be like watching my dad dance a rumba, you know what I mean? And at the start, when he sort of approached her at her dressing table or whatever, I was like, oh, cringe.
Yeah.
And then I actually really enjoyed it, and I was like, oh. And then he got a 9, and I was like, well, now I don't enjoy it anymore. And it was another thing that took the biscuit was when Shirley said, your hip action was very subtle. What? I was like, do you mean he wasn't there?
It feels like they're making excuses for him. Subtle hip, like, when they're constantly telling everyone else that your hip action isn't, like, obvious enough, you can't...
Yeah, and that you need to go wider with it, like, figure of eights, and they're saying it's subtle, like, that's a good thing.
Why are they giving him so much the benefit of the doubt? Even Craig, who gave him a 6, which I think was about accurate, said he was giving him an extra mark because he was trying so hard. I'm like, well, where's that mark for everyone else who's trying exactly the same amount of hard? Don't tell me that Rose, Tilly, Reese, AJ, John aren't putting the work in to the same extent that Dan is. And they were all starting from a no-dancing base as well. You know, majority of them anyway. Like, this week, AJ's couple's choice was literally all about how she always wanted to dance, but couldn't afford to go to dance school. You know?
Yeah. I think that's what's frustrating me a lot of the time as well. I think, even he is like, I've never danced before, and we're like, we know, hun. No one has. This is a fairly ringerless season. And it is a competition at the end of the day. Flo, you were saying before we started recording that he's put up a post being like, it's just a game show.
Yeah.
And I'm like, well, the Barclays Premier League is just a game. But if when there's terrible refereeing decisions, it doesn't stop us complaining.
Yeah, exactly. Like, people love it. It means a lot to people. It was, to be fair, in the context of him saying, like, you know, thank you for all the support. There's been some kind of, like, less supportive comments, and it's just a game show, and just, you know, enjoy it and let it be, sort of thing.
Yeah, and
it's
that's
not,
fair.
And it's definitely not right to be sending out mean or any kind of unsupportive messages, you know. And I hope we're not doing that, because I think on a personal level, like, he's nice. He's a nice guy. He's giving it his best.
I like his Rumba. And he is working really hard. He does deserve his spot on Strictly. As long as people are voting him through, he deserves his spot. But he needs to be judged properly.
That is entirely my issue, is with the judging of him.
It is absolutely stark now. the way that he is given the benefit of the doubt and no one else is. And I had this problem weeks ago when Adam left.
Yeah.
How is it still the same problem?
I know.
There were issues with the judging. So Cynthia's judging this week was a bit erratic, I thought, compared to like the week before. I actually think the brief is wrong. She must have been briefed on how to score this. The fact that she gave AJ less than she gave Dan makes me think that she's been told that it's against them, their own standards. But that's not... So it makes me think the problem is higher up. Like, it goes... This conspiracy goes straight to the top.
Oh my God, it's H behind it all. It was H.
Definitely. I just think that maybe some, like, a producer's lost sight of the fact that they're the objective ones. We give the benefit of the doubt. Like, vote Dan through, get him through, like, whatevs. Don't push him through.
Because it just does leave, like, a bit of taste. And then you've got all these people saying it's a fix and whatever. I don't know if it's that. It just feels really, like, it feels unfair. That's what it feels. Like, when I just think, the amazing dances last night, and his was fine, but it was sort of mediocre. It was six territory for
me. Nadi was doing all
and it was a bit stiff, and it was like, and but just I don't know, it was my least favorite of the night.
It just wasn't
that,
like, oh my God,
I think about like iconic nine dances. I can't
Oh my God. Like, I know it's a Cynthia mark and not a Craig mark, but remember when Craig gave Maisie a 9 for that quick step? Yeah. I'm just like, it's just not a 9, is it? Are you saying it's near to perfection? Like, are you actually saying that? Nadi was doing all of the work. There was no hip action. The one thing I'll say for him, not even the one thing, I actually did enjoy it. I really did. And I do think, I still think he's going between the moves and letting her pull him through the moves, but for the first time I can see him not like waiting for her to go first.
Yes,
so he is improving.
Yeah,
but it's not a 9.
No,
it's not even an 8. It is literally a 6 or a 7.
I don't think it was as good as his Charleston last week.
No,
so I don't think he improved on last week. That's the other thing that I would like to throw into the mix in this discussion.
I don't know. Yeah, like, I don't know what you're supposed to do. Like, you can't look a gift horse in the mouth if you're going to get good marks. Like, be thankful for them. But it's just, I do think it is, the judging is really important. It's half of the show, and it teaches us what to have.
What's good, yeah.
And the way they're marking is just totally erratic. And it is a cloud.
Inform, educate, entertain. Is that the BBC motto? Like, okay, there's not much informing going on, but it should be educating as well as entertaining. Personally, that's why we've always loved Strictly.
I just think the season will be perfect. The only thing we've had to complain about for weeks now, to the point where we are a broken record, the judging. I've had nothing else to complain about, once.
I know, because the standards have been amazing and the dances have been incredible. Yeah. And
this is actually a disservice to Dan, right? Because Dan's getting the brunt of it. And it's not, as we say, we like Dan.
I know.
I cannot tell you. I am supportive of Dan. I'm not supportive of his scores. Do not support. Panis support. No, I can't. Je ne support pas.
I don't know if I can talk about this much longer. I'm exhausted. I'm honestly... No, it's not your fault. I feel sorry for our listeners. Like, they're tuning in to, like...
Yeah, I feel like...
Let's
we need to do a Cliff Notes version of the first 10 minutes of this podcast, where it's just like... We don't... Like, the marking is erratic. It's silly. He doesn't deserve a 9, but it was all right. Goodbye. Summed up in a minute.
That's it. That's all you need to know. Let's move on.
Too long, don't we? Should we actually talk about the actual dance-off?
Yeah, let's do it. Oh, this was a tough dance-off, I think. And I didn't want... I wasn't sure who else should be in the dance-off, but I felt sad that both of them were, because both of them have been in it so often. And I don't think either of them are bad enough to go out at this point, to be honest. feel like Chile, obviously, like, having a samba at this point in the competition, that's, like, that's difficult, isn't it? So I did feel sorry for her, but I thought she did a great job. And can we just talk about that dance off with Nikita and the shirt? Oh, my God.
Did he take it off? I blinked and his shirt was off.
I think he took it off.
On purpose? I thought maybe his shirt split or something.
Well, I wasn't sure because then later, like, with the microphone hanging, I was like, maybe he got caught up, but I don't think so. I think he just took it off out of, like, the excitement of the moment.
He was like, if anything's going to get me an extra score, it's the app.
I think it was sort of him probably, like, being like, come on, Tilly, let's leave it all out on the dance floor. That was my reading of it.
If I was Tilly, though, I wouldn't have been able to do anything. I'd have just been laughing at
his face. I know,
like, what are you doing? I wouldn't have been able to touch his bare skin. I would have been like, and also being like, bah, what are you doing?
I thought it was actually very funny. It's the sort of move that on someone like AJ Pritchard, not our AJ, would have looked so gross and like, why are you putting all the attention on you know? But actually on Nikita, I was like, he's hilarious, he's really funny. It made me laugh.
It's done so knowingly.
Totally. Yeah, he's absolutely, like, making fun of himself.
Steering into this.
Yeah.
I really like Nikita so much.
I just thought, when you watch the dance offs, that because they're usually some of the worser dancers of the night, and you have to sit through a whole show of watching the same dance you've already watched. Slightly better than it was on the night, but still not the best. And I just think, for me, that the format of the results show on the Sunday, to be honest, it's getting a little bit tired for me. Like, I love the main show, but I just think the results show wasn't... We all know it's pre-recorded. Like, anyway, but this was, like, this week I was like, that was hilarious. I actually really enjoyed watching that. That was really funny. So I sort of love Nikita for doing that.
Yeah, it was the chaos we deserve. It's like the Lindy Hopper thought.
Yes.
I feel like we haven't had some chaos, good old chaos on Strictly for a little while. And especially with not being able to have them, like, coming onto the dance floor to hug each other when they leave. Mm. So we've not had that lovely iconic conga from when Mike Bushell went out.
That's true.
And so I think, yeah, I do. I appreciate Nikita giving a bit of Strictly nonsense to us. Mm. Would you rather, because Strictly's on early now, right, on a Saturday. Mm. Can I just say, I do not like it. I basically had a shower this morning. I literally was like, what is on? I'm not ready.
I know.
I'm not mentally in the evening space when it's on. I'm not ready. I'm not cosy yet.
I know.
So would you have it on on a Saturday, or would you just get rid of all the pretense, bam, do it?
Go back. I would, personally, go back to how it used to be as, like, a later sort of half-hour show on a Saturday with maybe, like, one singer performing a song. And they don't do all this, like...
They could cut it much shorter. The dance debrief could be on its take,
too. They don't need all of this tense, like, presenting who's gotten through in, like, three different rounds of calling out people's names. And I don't know. I personally don't know about the dance-off. Like, they could just judge it on what they've already done. Because I always just think it feels so mean to make the couples dance again. But maybe it is a fair way.
Yeah, it gives them a chance to perform something if they want to
hit. I do think it is the fairest way of doing it. But, yeah.
Interesting that the dance-off was implemented to protect against, like, bad people getting through. And Dan has not been in a dance-off.
Yeah, I know.
Because
the
judges won't mark him.
I know, the irony.
To be honest, I don't know if even if he was bottom, whether he wouldn't just keep getting through.
Yeah.
And I am concerned. Like, all week I've been like Chris Hollins, how he wasn't even I was out with a friend today at the pub, and she said, do you not think that we could end up with, like, an AJ or John semi-final dance-off? And I was like,
I know, can you imagine? Can you actually imagine? It would be awful. It would be shocking.
No one can drop the ball at the moment. No. Not one. But also, even if they don't, I can't... As I said a few weeks ago, every week he gets through with no dance off, every week I'm like, oh God, he's going to win.
I know. I'm worried that he'll knock someone out at semi-final. Like, I really think that it's going to take a lot for Rose not to win it. But he's obviously got a massive vote. He keeps getting through at this point. Yeah.
Like, Reese is, you know, ahead of him.
Mm.
It really upsets me. Reese didn't deserve to be in that council.
I know, he didn't, did he? He really didn't.
He gave us everything. It's all I've asked for him is to do a dance like that. Because I've said it before, but my beef with Jamie Lang was that I felt like he didn't want to be on a ballroom show.
Mm.
And Reese was sort of strolling into that territory a little bit for me. And he finally delivered on a beautiful, beautiful dance. I think it wouldn't be nice if the British public just gave him a bit of a reprieve.
I know. Yeah, me too. I voted twice for him and one for Tilly, which lol, my votes were wasted, weren't they?
Don't worry, at least you didn't dig out your phone for Adam Peace.
I think with Reese, I just thought it was lovely, and it's annoyed me since the beginning that they're like, oh, you're so good at the fast dances, so good at the fast dances, and almost pigeonholed him into not being good at the slow dances. I'm like, the reason he's not good at them is because he's not been given the chance to do one. So yeah, so
especially his week one ballroom, mm-hmm. was it week one or week two, was lovely.
It was, yeah.
So I don't know where that narrative's from.
I know. So anyway, I really enjoyed that one too.
Yeah, and also you can tell how much it means to him.
I know. How pretty did Nancy look?
Stunning. And also I loved the whole concept of that dance. I thought it was perfect. Mm. I was like, finally they've given him like the cutesy dance that we actually want to, like, you know, the romantic dance where we can actually see him have a partnership with Nancy properly, and where he can be all cutesy and like proper in the frame. And cutesy is the wrong word, but romantic is probably the right word.
Yeah. It was quite gentle. It was just lovely. Yeah, I really, really liked it.
I really liked it. And I really did find it hard seeing Craig lay into him, though, I have to say.
Me too. I don't think it was deserved. I think a 7 was harsh.
I think he could have softened his delivery a lot. I don't care what his comments were. Just soften your delivery. That man is sobbing in front of you.
I know. I think with Reese, I love it because he's able to sort of wear his heart on his sleeve, like a huge amount. And I think that's really lovely to see in a way, even though it's like heartbreaking seeing him get so upset about things. But it's just, he's just so sweet.
When he cried, which is what we've been talking about for the last 10 minutes. But yeah, I think he's lovely. Mm. And I like that he wears his heart on his sleeve. And actually, the more personality we've seen of him, which we have the last couple of weeks, the more I love him.
I know.
Anyway, I thought his waltz was lovely. And I did think he edged Tilly on the dance-off.
I did. Yes, I did too.
But I also think Isamba's really difficult and neither of them really should have been.
Yes.
Well, maybe Tilly should have been, but I think she should have been saved
against Dan. Exactly. I wholeheartedly agree with that.
I love Tilly. I was saying on Twitter that Tilly and Nikita were my like sleeper favourites. Yeah. Like all of a sudden I just loved them.
Me too. At the beginning I was really unfussed. But I think she really came out of herself though, without banging on about how she's come out of herself.
Really, like when she was like swinging her arms around, I was like, she's having a great time.
And she did just sort of give everything a good go, didn't she?
Yeah, and it felt like she was dancing it and not just doing what she was told.
Yeah. My sister reminded me that we called her as the first one to go out in week one or two.
Right.
Because just purely on the launch show, because she was looking so hesitant and like not, she just didn't look like she wanted to be there, bless her. Maybe she just had like a bad cold or something. Like we've all been there.
I wonder if she's just reserved.
And that, exactly.
I think she oozes confidence now. I think it's really good to see.
Mm.
Also, maybe we should ban the word oozes. Because I just said it and I was like... we've got a very ham-fisted way about this leaderboard. Should we go on to Rose?
Yes. Passo.
I loved this. I was literally like... I don't know why I said it like that. I was like shouting amazing at it. It kept giving me like, I don't think it was like perfect all the way through, so I would say it probably was like eights and nines for me. But because I think there were like moments of brilliance rather than like it being brilliant all the way through. But I did think it was really good, and it was nice to see like a paso doble that wasn't all like completely one note.
Mm.
Had moments of like tension but softening.
Mm. I agree with that. What did you make of the music? Because I thought that the arrangement was pretty good. and Paso-like, but the song itself, like, it's not, like, the lyrics and everything, it's, like, not a Paso song at all, so it's a bit like, what are you doing? Why are you doing this?
California.
It was really weird. I was like, it's working, but it's not working. It's about, like, what's it about? It's about, like, being in sort of, like, the middle of, like, autumn, winter, and being like, oh, I wish I was back in California because it's nice and sunny there.
No, I understand what you mean. Like, why that song of Paso?
Yeah.
All the songs of Paso. I literally just looked it up and I was like, maybe it's got like a deeper. Maybe it's one of those songs that like sounds like it's about nothing, but actually it's about like, you know, I don't know, like afternoon delight or something. And then I just looked it up and it literally just said the lyrics of the song express the narrator's longing for the warmth of Los Angeles during a cold winter in New York City. Sounds like a Paso to me. It was a weird choice. I did like it, though.
Yes, I did like it.
I liked Paso. Yeah, and also Giovanni in a little tiny Matador's outfit. I love him. Can I just say, their VT was incredible. It's so amazing to see Giovanni actually teaching and see how much, like, So what we were saying about, like, I hope everyone is trying hard. It's not just, like, one person that's trying hard. The whole lot of them are. You can see Rose watching him intently and being like, no, I want to learn the process behind this, not just the moves. And like, she wants to find that character. And I just think that I really enjoyed seeing that insight into their training.
Yeah, definitely.
And actually, you know how he was saying about like, no, it's not just the fingers that you need to move.
Yeah. Really fascinating.
I think they've probably got the VT spot on after a few years of, like,
They've really pulled them back, yeah.
Because you still get a mix of silliness, but you also still get the training one.
Agree.
And also, they tend to go, like, even if they go to, like, the Cutty Sark when they're doing a Pirates of the Caribbean Paso, they're still, like, talking about the dance on it rather than being like, I've become a pirate for the day.
Yeah, exactly. And not every single VT is, like, on location somewhere.
No, exactly.
Yeah.
It must be such a waste of their time to do that.
I know. Imagine having to like, travel out to it and, like, anyway.
Especially you have 3 days to learn a dance.
I know. I'd just be so annoyed. I mean, they probably all have, like, drivers and stuff, don't they? But still. Maybe that's why the standard is so high this year, because they've actually had a chance to be in the studio practicing. Not out on stupid VT filming.
Stupid VT. Yes, so do you have much more to add about
Rose? I would just like to shout out to her hairpiece. I love when they have the sort of, like, piece in the middle their hair on the top, like a Mohican, and then it's all back in a
row. I'd also like to give a shout out to her bedazzled hearing aid.
Oh my god, that was so great. I loved that. It looked really good.
I just think she's amazing. Yeah. They always deliver.
I know. I love watching her dance. I have not been voting for her for the last 2 weeks because I'm sort of like, I think she's got a lot of support out there and there's people who need my votes for saving, like Reese. But I think given Dan's ubiquity, is that the right word? Given he's everywhere all the time and just seems to be doing so well, I might just, you know what I mean. I might just start voting for Rose now just to be on the safe side because I'd want her through to the final and I would love to see her win. I think
I might riot.
I know. Unless it goes to someone like AJ or John, in which case, like, I'd be happy.
No, it has to be that final and I genuinely would be happy with any three of them winning.
I know. But anyway.
If I'm honest, the thing that tips Rose into winning for me is the fact that I think it's Giovanni's year and I think he deserves it.
Oh my god. Did you see...
But otherwise, I think I'm pretty split equally on three of them.
You know how Italy have won, like,
the Euros. Oh my god, right.
They won the 100 metres. They won Eurovision. That's it. Then they've won Bake Off. What was his name? Giuseppe won Bake Off. And then someone tweeted, it's Giovanni's turn. And I was like, oh my god, it's fate.
AJ.
What do you think?
What's that?
Ooh, ooh. It's my thought process on AJ. I really enjoyed it. I don't know. There was something about it. I know everyone loved it, so I'm very much in the minority. There was something about it. I just felt like it was quite like a series of moves.
But she like a dance routine.
Well, like, just... Yeah, but I just... I don't know. It wasn't my favourite thing she's ever done. It was incredible. It was very, very good. It was incredible. But it wasn't my favourite that she's done. That's it.
Was it a show dance again, would you say? Rather than a couple's choice?
Maybe. Yeah, maybe that was it. But it did have a bit more styling to it than just a show dance, I think. But maybe that was my issue with it. It was still a bit too much on the show dance end of the spectrum. I think I need to watch it again.
I sort of know where you're coming from.
I think I just need to watch it again. I just sort of, as I was watching it, I was like, am I enjoying this? Rather than just like, I'm enjoying the, you know. But that's just, I think it's more of a personal preference, because I can definitely see that she was like incredible, and I don't want to, I know everyone loved it, so I just, I felt just.
This is me with Tilly and Nikita last week.
I'm like, am I weird? Am I like missing something? But yeah, it is you with Tilly and Nikita last week, I guess. But anyway, I mean, definitely nines for me, like definitely nines. It just didn't give me the.
It's not lower than that.
No, not in a million years. Sorry, I will let you speak now because I'm sure you have more popular things to say about.
I really enjoyed this dance. I thought it was really good. I sort of know where you're coming from, because I feel like I didn't pick up. I feel like the stuff I've missed. Well, even though I watched the whole dance, I still feel like I missed bits. I loved it, and then it was. I would probably say the same as what I said with Rose, actually. Like, there were moments where I was like, oh my god.
Yeah.
And there were moments where I was like, what's the next bit?
Yes.
But I did, I really enjoyed it. And I think she's an absolute star. I think she's insane.
Yeah.
I'm also obsessed with her and Kai. Like, obsessed with them. It's all I think about. I just love them. And it was the moment where she jumped off the table.
Mm.
And the confidence to do that. I don't know, it was something else.
Mm.
I thought it was so good. Because it wasn't just any old jump. She had to land in a certain way.
Yeah. That was crazy.
Danny and Oti did their American Smooth, obviously a few years ago, where she jumped off the pier and into his arms. And I remember thinking, that looked like, oh my goodness, like, Danny Mac's going to have to catch her. Like, it's so hard to get those timings right and stuff, like, to make sure you're in the right place and make it still look artful without being like, yeah. And then she's actually having to land on him with her leg over his shoulder.
Oh, mad.
That's insanity.
The amount of trust you must have as well for that, to actually pull that off.
Very interesting.
It is, very.
Yeah, I thoroughly, thoroughly enjoyed it. I would also say, I think if Cynthia's was a 9 and she hadn't given Dan a 9, I would say that was probably her score was fair.
Yeah.
I did think it was 40s, but maybe in the heat of the moment, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I don't know what she has to do to get a 40 at this point, because if Dan did that, he'd have got a 40.
Right. Yes, exactly. Can you imagine? That's such a good comparison, actually. Like, if he'd have done that, he would have had hands down a 40. Ugh. Frustration.
Don't know where we go from here. Taylor's oldest.
loved her dress. Loved her.
Yeah, oh my god, she looked stunning.
That colour on her was so lovely.
Did Strictly bulk buy fedoras?
Oh my god, I do not like those hats. They're so tacky. They are, aren't they? They always look really sleazy. Maybe that was it. I didn't like the hatography. Maybe that was what put me off the dance.
It felt like, you know, when Coronation Street went, when Gail Platt accidentally orders like 1,000 like jars of olives instead of like 100. That's how it felt. Like, that, it feels like Strictly accidentally were like, we needed one fedora but with 4 6. But like 600, every single dance must have a fedora.
I know. That's hilarious.
We've had a run on fedora. I was like, why are Strictly in the pocket of big fedoras? That's what I want to know.
Oh, someone high up, probably being like blackmailed or something by the head of the fedora company.
Product placement.
Funny.
Yes, because this actually works quite well. We can go into the Argentine tango and talk about Fedora Gate number 2.
I hate these hats. I hate the hats. But other than that, I love this whole routine.
So good.
So good. So, yeah, same. Same.
Right. I'm just going to come out before I forget to say it. And I cannot not say it. So we have to know this. How dare Anton say you've not done anything good
since week the Pasadoble,
which would be nonsense anyway, even if he hadn't given him a 10 for his Charleston in week 5. Like, oh my god!
He occasionally comes out with this, like with Reese, when he said, well, when you started, your frame was awful, and now it's gotten better, and I'm like, Anton, like, that's not a compliment. You're not getting, like, that's rude.
It's rude. It's rude. And not only is it rude, it's not what you said.
And it's
that
also
time.
Not true. And then he explained it in the dance debrief, and it got worse. He kept being like, oh, it just seemed like he was sort of drifting along and like not really giving as much. And not
Did
really.
It though?
Yeah, I know. I was like, Anton, stop talking. Oh my god.
The last couple of weeks, I think we said last week on the podcast, the last couple of weeks, I think he's been absolutely brilliant all the way through, but he was in danger of playing it safe.
Yes.
Again, I don't know how you push the envelope with Chim Chimney Chim Chim Chiri. He was a victim of his own standards. Not that he was being bad.
Definitely.
Or drifting along. I don't think he was drifting.
Yeah. And he's certainly done.
I think he was just amazing so early that he has to keep upping. Yeah. Bill Bailey did it, to be perfectly honest.
Yeah. Bill did. Definitely.
But he's not drifting.
No.
And also, you gave him a 10.
I know.
2 weeks later.
And it's not like it's only been the last week or so that we've sort of said that, and we've still said he's still really good. He just, you know.
Yeah, we
just
wanted to see something a bit extra, and he gave it this week.
Like, it's not like he's done nothing of note since week 3.
No. I can name a few dances that he's done that have been a stunning. Yeah. Like, his rumba!
Yes!
Like, what on earth?
Madness.
It enrages me. I just feel like, the judges need to be like, they need to go to retraining. They need to go to a course.
They do. Because like, individually, they always kind of, they give helpful comments a lot of the time. And like, I don't know. It's just been so weird this season.
They need to go to an away day.
I know.
Do some trust falls.
I know. Oh god.
I don't know. They need to. I'm picturing that scene in Derry Girls where they're like, "What do we all have in common?" They just all need to have. I don't know. It's just too much. I think. So Cynthia got a bit of beef on Twitter because of the Dan versus AJ incident, and I would describe it as an incident. But I actually thought her comments were great, and I think that's also a part of the problem with the judges. I think the comments have been a bit of like not reflective of the score.
100%. Yeah.
Anyway, we've gone on about the judging again. I love this Argentine tango. We need to talk about the actual dance. I thought it was so atmospheric.
Oh my god, it really was. Can we talk about the flaming musical notes in the background? It was literally the campest thing I've ever seen. The treble clef on fire.
It was just, yeah, that's how I felt. Yeah. I was the treble clef. I just thought it was, I have nothing to say other than I thought it was absolutely amazing.
Yeah.
I think the score is probably about right. I think that just, the way he leads, and it was nice to see them in like, not, it was just nice, I don't know.
Did he lead all the way through?
They sort of simplified it and pushed the envelope at the same time.
Yeah.
And it was nice to see that. And I also found it really, really interesting what Craig said about how the Argentine tango started off as two-man dancing.
Really interesting.
And I was like, I almost wish they'd done that in the VT.
I know,
Talked about that.
Yeah, that would have been really interesting history, to be honest, to know.
And again, I don't want to keep, like, reducing them, because I don't want to be reductive. But I also think it's so easy to take John and Johannes' involvement in Strictly for granted. Amazing to see two men dance that closely, that passionately together. It was on primetime telly. Incredible. Incredible. And it was passionate.
Yeah.
Pure passion.
It was.
It was.
Sorry, what did you think? I've literally talked about 6 years.
I agree with absolutely every single one of those points. And I don't think I've got anything to add other than laughing at the fiery musical notes and not liking the hats. But that's all right. I'll give them a pass.
Speaking to the AR, VR, the weird... Again, I'm like VAR thing. Why were there two little robotic legs running off the stage at the end of the pro dance?
Oh my god! Sorry, I thought you meant on John and Johannesson, and I was like, did they whip the legs out for that one as well? Oh my god! No, can we not even talk about the VR stuff? Can we talk about the whole of that pro dance? It was so weird. Did you like? You liked it, didn't you? Oh, okay, no, good, good. I was about to be like,
it was too much even for me. No, the thing is, I have, like, two moods. I was talking about this, about the film Last Christmas with my housemate. She was like, but it's not even So Bad It's Good. And I was like, no, I knew, like, So Bad It's Good is, like, Diana the Musical.
Yeah.
Like, it's absolutely, there's no redeeming qualities. I just enjoy it because it's funny.
Yeah.
Last Christmas, I know it's bad, but I still enjoyed it. It's not So Bad It's Good. It's not, I'm not enjoying it, like, because it's bad. I'm enjoying it because I can't help but like trash sometimes. And, like, there's a difference between the two things. And so... that Halloween dance, that was such a
an objective
shambles. I loved it because it was almost like so chaotic. It was good. It was like that was the Diana the Musical of pro dances.
This
wasn't even Last Christmas. This was Spider-Man 3.
Yes. Oh my god. I didn't get it. I didn't really get what the... Why was Diane the only one and why? Why was she kept pressing the button with more of them appearing? I didn't get why they were all trying to be robots.
It's very, very similar to dances we've had earlier in the season.
Yeah.
I wouldn't mind a couple of, like, actual ballroom dances or actual dances that are happening in the series now.
I literally just said that to my sister when we were watching it together, and I was like, I would love to just see them do something that they're world-class at, which is ballroom and Latin.
Yes, exactly!
Like, we've got all these,
like,
incredible
Nadia
dances.
Saying how good she is at rumba, and we've not seen it!
Imagine if we could just see just that. And yet, it was again another whack everyone on stage, get them to do some sort of modern, like, synchronized, I don't know what the robot deal was, why they were trying to have, like, VR robots on there. My dad was like, I think it's because they want to show how good the pros are, that they are as robotic as the actual, fake robots. But I was like, but they don't look as good. They all look out of time with each other, so that's not
they
even
They do all
working,
look out of time. I literally couldn't get my head around it. I was like, they're all out of time. What's happening here?
It was awful. It was so bad. It was so bad.
It's another example of, remember why people watch this show. Yes, we all like all different types of dance. For the reason, like, again, I do like Couples Choice when Couples Choice has rules. Because it is good to see some different types of dance. Like, the Charleston didn't always used to be on Strictly, and it's great to see the Charleston. I do like occasionally seeing the pros do
something more modern.
A bit more like something more modern. It's great. But I primarily watch this show because I love a bit of ballroom dancing. I went to see Steps at the weekend. And when they did It's the Way You Make Me Feel, I was literally like, oh my god, this was formative. It's got the ballroom dancing, it's got pivots, it's got pure pop.
I remember everyone doing that dance in the playground, The Way You Make Me Feel. We all learnt it and, like, spinning each other around
and
stuff.
The Way That You Make Me Feel.
It was formative.
It was formative. It's the reason I watched Strictly. it's the Way You Make Me Feel pipeline to Strictly, you know what I mean? The two things... I would like to do a quiz or a survey on how many people were obsessed with that and now are obsessed with Strictly.
Oh my gosh. Can and we take, like, the old video out and try and, like, I don't know, put it up on our Twitter or something? I hope it must be out there on YouTube somewhere.
Yeah, it is. Of course it is. I watched it yesterday. I'm sorry. I keep saying doy to you and I don't mean it. What was I going to say? I think that it's incredible. I just really love Strictly Come Dancing. I know what I was going to say. Occasionally, when I just need to feel something, I watch the tribute to Bruce Forsyth, the one they did on Strictly, and I have to, like, cut it off before I see Tess Craig, because it always makes me weep. But it was such a classic ballroom routine in, like, honour of Bruce and the fact that that was his sort of background. And I was like, what? We just don't see as much of that anymore.
Yeah.
Like, I can't remember the last time a Prudence was like
The one maybe with Johannes doing like Bridgerton or whatever at the start of the
series. And that was stunning, and it was my favourite Prudence of the season.
Exactly. Yeah, I agree.
Oh, I might watch that again. Right, I don't know if we've talked about this on the podcast before, but there is a video of Giovanni when he was in his ballroom competition years, where he does a jive, and it is the most insane thing I've ever seen. Like, if you think that he's a great at a jive on Strictly Come Dancing, like, you've not seen anything, because that is like a third of his talent. Like, he's clearly just making it easier for his celebrity or whatever. He is insane. And can you imagine a jive with all of the pro dancers who are all really, really world class at jive? Like, I know. It would be amazing.
Honestly.
I honestly should put that video up on our Twitter account, because it's so good.
Yeah, do it. It's do so it. Good. Do
and
it.
Also,
do
you
it.
Will not recognise Giovanni. It's so funny. So much gel in his hair. And also, I think Gorka's in the background.
Mad. Oh, well, another week, another moan.
Judging Masterclass.
But I did love it.
We don't want to keep this. So, I wonder what will happen next week. I can't believe how few dances there are. It is literally starting to stress me out now.
Did they do two dances yet? Next week? Or is that the week after? Is it just the semi-final?
I think it's just semi-final.
I feel like it is.
I honestly think they should start doing two dances.
Yeah, I think they should. From next week.
It's about time.
Well, let us know what you think, especially if you're a big Dan fan, because I do think that we need a bit of a balance out on this podcast. So let us know, because, you know, obviously he's got a big support group out there. Big support group.
I need a support group. Dan Walker.
So yeah, let us know what you think. You can find us at Strictly On Sofa on Twitter. And at Strictly On The Sofa on Instagram. And you can email us strictlyonthesofa@gmail.com.
We love hearing from you.
We do.
Yeah, so please do let us know what your feelings are, what your beef is, I'm not really bringing back the beef from the season before, but also let us know.
Let us know. And that's it, I think. Look forward to another week of chaos.
Sewing it.
Have a lovely week. Enjoy It Takes Two. Let us know your thoughts on everything. See you on Twitter.
See you later, babbers.
Bye. Thank you for listening. Strictly On The Sofa is produced by Laura Stanley and Flo Stayers. It's edited by Flo. Social media is by Laura. Marketing strategy is by B. Sayers. Our theme tune is by Ben Corbett. Please rate and review us wherever you find your podcast, because it really helps other people to find us. We'll see you next week.